Hey everybody, welcome to Monday Night Live in Lexington, you guys. My name is Katherine Kaufman, and I'm a psychic medium here in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to my every Monday night show. This is where we discuss what and who we are in this journey called life. Hey to all you guys over here on Instagram. I will try to keep up with the comments as they jump up, but they're kind of off to the side, so if you see me looking around, that's going to be why. I finally got the live stream kind of situated over here on YouTube. So we'll see if that works tonight. I know it didn't last week, but hopefully I'm doing better this week. Speaking of which, this was a really gorgeous day, was it not? It started out kind of gloomy, doomy, but then the temperature came up and it turned off bright and sunny, which me and David needed because we've been under the weather with sinus problems, I guess you might say. And so if you see me doing this, it's, you know, it's part of the sinus trouble, but everything is so in bloom. Oh, speaking of which, I got David to plant my vining beans this afternoon after I let him rest, of course. But they're 1,500-year-old strain. It's a 1,500-year-old strain that I got from Baker's Seed Catalog. So it's an heirloom. It's an heirloom strain. And let me make sure, just looking at this, that everything is as it's supposed to be. Oh, shoot. Well, we'll see. We shall see, Rabbit, if this turns out okay. So as you know, I switched streaming platforms and just went with the plain Facebook. And so I have three screens to look at. I've got YouTube screen, Facebook screen, and Instagram screen. So I'm trying to divide my time here and make sure that I get everything situated. Let me check one thing. Okay. So tonight's topic is the 1941 Cape Girardeau UFO crash. And when I saw this story, it flabbergasted me because I used to live in Paducah, Kentucky, and that's close to Cape Girardeau, and I never heard of this. I had heard of the Kentucky Goblins, and I think the location that was Hopkinsville, but I'd never heard of the Cape Girardeau UFO crash. Now, Cape Girardeau, I believe, is in Missouri. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go over two different renditions of the story, I guess you might say. I need to check something. Something's not working correctly. Something is not working correctly. Let me check something really quick before we get into the nitty-gritty of the story. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Yeah, I'm not sure what is happening here. I'm not seeing any of the comments on Facebook. So, not sure what to do about that. So, hey to all you guys on Facebook. I know you're there, but I can't see you. I'm not sure why. And I will just have to go back and look at that and see what happened. Did I not do something correctly? Did I not do something correctly? I'm looking to see what, if I can tell. No, I'm not going to waste time with that. All right. Let's jump into this. We're going to do two renditions of this. The first rendition is sort of a third party recounting the tale, and the second rendition is directly recollection from the granddaughter. Okay. In April 1941, a local sheriff visited Reverend William Huffman, a pastor of the Red Star Baptist Church in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, on the banks of the Mississippi. The sheriff asked the pastor to hold a service for the victims of a plane crash that had allegedly happened on the same day near the city. Huffman agreed and arrived at the crash site. The place was full of police officers, FBI agents, firefighters, military men, doctors, and there was debris of some kind of aircraft. At some point, Huffman saw some strange inscriptions that resembled Egyptian hieroglyphs. Huffman went to the three dead bodies lying on the ground near the object to give them, now the story says last rites, but remember, he is a Baptist minister, so these would be last prayers, not last rites. So the first rendition gets that wrong. When he saw the bodies closely, he was shocked because they were dead aliens the size of a small child. Now, dead aliens is a wide scope of that's not a good descriptive because we well know there are so many different types of aliens, so one blanket can't cover them all. Okay, he guessed that those aliens had probably been the pilots of the crashed object. He noticed that two of the bodies were lying next to each other, but the third one was at some distance. Now, this kind of disagrees with the second rendition, which we're going to go over. He thought that the third one had not died in the crash immediately and had managed to go away some steps further from the spacecraft. According to Pastor Huffman, the creatures had tiny mouths with indistinguishable noses and no ears at all. Now, this part of the description disagrees with the second rendition, which we're going to go over. They were wearing tight suits that looked like chewed aluminum foil. When Pastor Huffman finished his prayers, now, so in this part of the story, they have it, they're telling it correctly. He did prayers for these beings. Several military men approached him and told him to keep his mouth shut about that incident. Therefore, all those years, he had not told anyone about it, but he shared everything with his wife and his sons. Now, in 1984, Mrs. Huffman was dying of cancer and decided to tell her granddaughter, Charlotte Mann, about everything. She also said that her husband somehow managed to secretly get a photo of one of the dead aliens from an unknown man. So that's the first rendition of the story. Now, the second rendition of the story is, I feel like it's a little bit more accurate because this rendition is coming directly from Charlotte Mann, who is the granddaughter. And she tells Leonard Stringfield about the encounter that her grandfather experienced. Now, in 1994, Leonard Stringfield was an early UFO investigator and former civilian consultant to UFO operations at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, in the 1950s, published an account of an alleged 1941 UFO status report crash near Cape Girardeau. Stringfield's article appeared in the July 1991 issue, a monthly publication of an UFO activities and investigations. The article was based on information received from Charlotte Mann, who was a young child living in Cape Girardeau in 1941. At the time, Charlotte's grandfather, the Reverend William Huffman, was a pastor of Cape's Red Star Baptist Church. Now, so this is Charlotte's rendition. And I'm sorry that I cannot see any of the comments on Facebook. That feature is not working at all. Not sure why, but I'm afraid to try to mess with it or it'll stop the stream. And hopefully the stream is going, because I can't see anything. That's crazy. Okay. Here's Charlotte Mann's rendition. Charlotte tells Stringfield, her grandfather received a call in the spring of 1941 from local police asking him to travel with them to the site of an airplane crash outside the city limits to minister to the victims of the crash. Now, that's more accurate. When Reverend Huffman arrived on the scene, police officers, firefighters, FBI agents, emergency medical crew, and numerous military personnel, presumably from the Army Air Base in nearby Sikeston, were viewing what Huffman described as a disc-shaped object, the interior of which contained a small metal chair, gauges, dials, and hieroglyphic-like inscriptions and writings around the inside. So as you can see already, her rendition is a lot more detailed. So I think we get more from her rendition. He also saw three entities or non-human people lying on the ground. Two were just outside the craft, with a third somewhat farther away. He described the bodies as hairless, with large heads, big eyes, small mouths, and very small ears. And in the first rendition, it said there were no ears. The Reverend Huffman said the dead individuals were about 4 feet tall and seemed to have no hard bone structure, but very long arms and fingers. So I'm not sure what led him to think there was no hard bone structure. There's not any details about that, but maybe the bodies were really floppy, like they had no, maybe it was cartilaginous and not exactly hard bone that, you know, maybe he observed them putting these entities into body bags and observed them being very floppy. Who knows what he meant by that? Shortly after viewing the dead bodies, Reverend Huffman was asked to pray over them. Upon doing so, he was escorted by military officials to a nearby location where he was sworn to secrecy and strongly warned to never discuss the crash with anyone. Huffman did not know what was told to others at the scene, but he was told, and this is kind of typical, this didn't happen, you didn't see this. This is a national security, and it is never to be talked about again. But given the large number of individuals present, it was highly likely the secret would eventually be revealed. And although Reverend Huffman intended to keep silent regarding his participation in the affair, he was not completely successful. Among those who eventually learned the secret were his wife, Floyd, his granddaughter, Charlotte, and the brother of Cape Girardeau County Sheriff Clarence Shade, who partially confirmed the story in a notarized sworn affidavit. So this was something that was kept under wraps for a long time because we never heard about it, and I had never heard about it, and I live close to that location, and I had never heard about it. So when I did come across this story, I thought, and especially coming from a pastor's standpoint, I thought it was very interesting that there's so many similarities with this story in Roswell. Now, even though Roswell occurred 6 years later, and not in April, but in July, I think it was July 8th, 1947, because what I have is the teletype from the FBI Dallas. This is a something that's been released that's public access right now. There's not a lot on it, but you know, there's so many similarities between this and the crash in Cape Girardeau. They both describe a flying disc. There's, you know, a flying disc in Cape Girardeau. There's a flying disc for Roswell. They occur relatively close together within a six-year period. They both describe a similar material at the crash site. The first rendition on the story that I just told you was the crunched up aluminum suits that the beings had on. The beings are described in similar fashion, you know, small stature, large heads, large eyes, small mouth, no, hardly any ears. So you got to ask yourself, what's going on with this? You know, why are we seeing in the 1940s such similar cases? And then another similarity is the fact that Roswell occurs near a military base, and so does the Cape Girardeau incident, because there's a military base in Sikeston. So, you know, there's too many similarities at play here, and I thought that it was very interesting that we had never heard of the Cape Girardeau crash or the pastor going out to deliver prayers for the beings. And I thought we would just dip into this tonight. Now, I'm so sorry I can't see any of the comments on Facebook, because I know that there's comments there. But anyway, you guys have a fabulous week, and I will see you next week. We're going to start getting into the Anunnaki and the Pleiades and all of that. Kisses from Kentucky. Bye, guys. Maybe I'll figure out what happened.